When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Bago to, bago tugtog to.
I know, di ba? Ano yan? Ano, parang conga dance. Ano din? Yeah. Hindi na siya clubbing, di ba? Pang conga na siya.
Tuloy natin ang cardio ko for tonight, di ba?
Exactly.
O, kumusta ka na dyan, Jesse?
Okay lang. My God. Ano tawag nito? Pagod kasi nga may event kanina. Pero okay lang. Siyempre, kailangan the show must go on, di ba? Kahit na yes, medyo tipsy, pero go-go pa din. Yan. And malapit na tayo mag-spring, J-Cast. Are you excited?
I'm oh, so I can excited. Feel it in my loins. It's happening slowly.
I know.
Loins talaga. Ang arte.
I know. My God, kumusta ka? Ano, napanood mo kanina yung ano, halftime ng Super Bowl? Ganda, no?
Yes, very organic. Congratulations very to organic. Everyone.
I know. And nandun din si, ano, si her.
Talagang yes,
proud, no? Nung nakita namin, talagang nagsigaw kami. My God, ang galing, ang galing. Very proud of her. So anyways, kumusta po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong Pilipinas, especially po sa aming dearest USA. At lalong-lalo na sa mga TFC subscribers, the Filipino channel, I Want TFC FYE channel in Kumu, at sa Jeepney TV, diba? Sa mga pasahero ng Jeepney TV, Facebook, and mga taga-YouTube din po. Kumusta kayong lahat? J-Cast, ikaw naman, go!
Dito naman po sa South Brooklyn. Good morning po sa lahat mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
Alam, every time na naririnig ko yan, kinikilabutan pa rin ako every time I hear that. Sinasabi mo yan, Jacob.
At ako since 2020 pa tayo nagaganito, mukhang tanga ako.
I know. So anyways, my God, excited na po kami ngayon sa aming special guest for this morning, night, right? Mga taga New Jersey to eh, mga Jersey
kapitbahay mo lang.
Oh, diba? And the house, mga neighbors ko. Diba? As in, sobrang maraming salamat, Ate Tess. And of course, Ate Amor You Production, diba? For
thank you
introducing us, diba? Sound of, the sounds of Manila. Ayan. Excited na po kami. Hindi na kami magpapaligoy-ligoy pa. Ayan, ligoy-ligoy. Ayan. Mm-hmm. Not, ano ko na-pronounce ko ng tama. We will introduce our special guest for this more night. Ayan. Such a relaxing and chill more night to get to know a group that we Filipinos can truly be proud of. Our guests are New Jersey-based multi-awarded Filipino-American band who has toured America, Canada, and the Philippines with their distinct style of pop, jazz, R&B, and OPM. They are the first Philam band to perform at the July 4th Philly Groove Stage in Philadelphia as a special features at Patty Austin's. Wow, astig naman, Patty Austin lang, di ba? Jazz Festival in New Jersey. They have an upcoming exciting concert with other distinguished Filipino-American artists. Coming soon na yun. I think around sa May na siya, April or May, around that time, sila magkakwento sa atin. Anyways, they have an, oh, okay, let's get to know and chat with the creative and talented musicians of the Sounds of Manila. Woo-hoo!
Manila, Manila.
Hello guys, kumusta? My God, ready na bang mag-prayer meeting? O sige, ilabas na mga Biblia.
Actually, ano to eh. Actually, ano to, pyramiding scheme, guys.
I know.
Kailangan mag-enroll kayo.
Networking. Ayan. Ilabas na po ang inyong mga notebook at saka pen so we can start the, di ba, pyramid scheming. Just kidding. Joke lang po yun. So anyway, sige. Bago tayo magkwentuhan, introduce yourselves. Pero wait lang ha. Kailangan muna namin kayong i-welcome. Meron ba kayong iniinom dyan? Anong iniinom nyo?
Yes.
Talaga naman. Buti
mga tubig yan. Tubig. Ayan, kape.
I know kami. Diba? Ito muna. Pero yung sa akin may Bailey's joke. Anyways. Ayan, sige po. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome Sounds of Manila. Welcome to
Over a Glass or Two. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Ayan, cheers tayo. Mm. Eye to eye daw kasi pang di nag eye to eye, bad sex for one decade. So, kaya magtinginan tayo sa mata, yan. So anyways, sige, photo op tayo tapos kwentuhan na tayo. Ha? Okay, go. Sige, raise your glass, guys. Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan.
Nice.
Oh, maraming salamat, ha? Nako, for gracing our show. Pero bago tayo mag-start ng mga chikahan natin at yung mga humble beginnings nyo, at especially yung new show nyo, no? Introduce yourselves, guys. And ano pang anong role nyo? What's your role in this band?
Okay. So starting off with our... Ako daw mag-start. First of all, Jessie, ang ganda mo. Si J.K.
Ano ba yan?
O, di ba maganda rin ako, Suzanne? Sabihin mo maganda ako.
Okay. So my name is Suzanne Lansangan Sabangan, and I'm the lead female vocalist of SOM.
And I'm Effie, short for Epifanio. Lead vocalist, male vocalist nila.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sino? Go on. Jing, I'm the keyboard player, one of the keyboard players.
Back. I'm Paolo, the music director.
I'm Christian, the percussionist and drummer.
I'm Jonah, the rhythm guitarist.
I'm Kyle, I play flute and saxophone.
And Ronnie Sabangan, bassist and band leader.
Ay, band leader boss. Si Ko. The boss. Like, siya yung may mula. Joke. Wow, wait, are you guys all Filipinos?
Most of us.
Most of you guys. Anyway, who are the non-Filipinos? Or at least half?
Half.
Yes.
Half.
Kami Filipino, itong tatlo,
Kyle is Italian American. Tapos si Jonah is Norwegian American Filipino, and Christian is Dominican American.
Oh wow! Oh, but so for those three that who could do you? Can you understand Tagalog?
Yeah, nag-understand Tagalog. Alam ko
mag-understand. What about the other two?
A little bit.
May alam sila. So mapasalitain sila Tagalog.
Oh my God! So. Pwede natin ibenta yung mga yan. So you guys, oh wow, is it hard to...
Magkano ba? Magkano yung sa likod? Joke lang.
Yeah, Jacob is asking
halatang may gusto ako dun sa likod. Ano ba? Pasensya na kayo guys ha.
How much is it to hang out with Jacob? Just kidding.
Yeah, gusto ko ng saxophone guys. Ano ba?
Is it hard to work with all Filipino band majority? Is it you having a hard time, especially with the language difference?
Never.
I don't think it's ever been any issue.
Okay. For as long as like you
this. Magaling naman tayo mag-English girl, kaya okay na okay.
No. Because sometimes, diba? Because if you're so used to speaking Tagalog, and it's you know that your group or your friends are all. You know, they speak Tagalog. I don't know, for me, at least, or some of my friends, it's kind of awkward to speak in English, right, all the time. So it's better if you speak in Tagalog. So at least, you know, we get our jokes. Sometimes we cannot even interpret it in English, right? But at least, you know, with those three, turuan nyo, just teach them, di ba? Lalo na yung mga bastos words, just kidding. So anyways, so kwento, so how did you guys meet?
Okay, so kwento ko. Actually, you know, 15 years old ng Sounds of Manila.
Oh, wow.
So we started with maybe about 6 members of the band. Actually, ganito nangyari. Talaga, we started, before Effie, meron pa akong kasamang kumakanta. And we started singing sa funeral. That, totoo to talaga, ha? Oo.
Funeral?
Ang naming gig was a funeral mass, right? Tapos, we sang, hindi kita malilimutan na duet. And then, nag-iiyakan lahat. Tapos, kala namin, well, I guess, diba, syempre, funeral. Tapos, after the funeral, lumapit yung mga tao sa amin. Naiyak kami kasi ang ganda ng duet ninyo. Hindi pala doon sa patay. Doon sa duet.
Naiyak sa duet mo.
Natat sa kanta.
Na, ayun, di ba, may patay. Tapos doon nabuhay ang Sounds of Manila. At sa maba.
So
from a funeral, nabuhay ang Sounds of Manila. So yeah, we started like 15 years ago, 2009. Tapos, and then, you know, all through the years, of course, you know, we've changed. Iba-ibang mga naging bandmates. And then now we're like, you know, 6, so we're 12 in a band now.
Oh, 12.
Yeah.
So, kulang pa pala kayo di sa lagay na to.
Kulang
pa to.
Hindi kakasya eh.
Wow.
Like, so, Saint, ikaw talaga nag-form? You started?
Yeah, actually, itong asawa ko eh. So, kami talaga, we started the band. Tapos una, ang natitira na lang sa amin siya, ako tsaka yung drummer. And then everyone else, yeah, we invited them over the years. Yung talent manager namin, yung aming kid, yung aming musical director.
Oh, he's a talent manager. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah,
at so, all the other guys.
So ano guys pala,
ang
ganda, like
ang galing kasi may multiple roles sila.
Exactly. Is it hard, like, I know, since you're the leader of the band, is it hard to manage, like, especially for 12 people, especially whenever you guys go on tours?
Oh yeah.
Well, kasama yung headache, of course. I mean, yung headache while organizing it. Pero I look at it as like it's fun. You know, just doing this is really fun. Going through the motion of rehearsals, going through the motion of, you know, getting, you know, people to buy tickets. It's all fun to me, and just challenge as well. Of course, yung headache kasama yan, kasama talaga.
But parang na kaming pamilya. We actually see each other more than we see our own families.
Yeah, because of the rehearsals, no?
Yeah, nagre-rehearse kami every week. So yeah, right.
As in consistently every week, even if you guys have, let's say, gigs or not, you still always make sure that you practice.
Kasi magkakasama rin kami sa church band. So, we meet each other. Not only as a Manila band, but also as a church band. Kaya tama yung
prayer. Ayaw niyo maghiwalay, kumbaga.
Hindi na kami maghiwalay.
Pero wait lang. So, Zane, ayoko talaga mag-chismis. Pero, may tanong ako.
Okay.
Sabi niyo, kayo na lang tatlo na iwan. So, ano nangyari dun sa iba? Nag-away-away ba kayo?
Yeah, what happened?
Ah, okay, okay. Yung isa nag-retire na siya, tapos yung iba umuwi sa Philippines, yung isa namatay na. Unfortunately. Nagtatawa yun sila.
Pero tumatawa sila. Oh, ano ba kayo? Bad? Ano ba kayo?
Pero ang galing no kasi, did you go through guys for an audition or baka may, na, you just like, pick them like, oh, ang galing ng bosses mo or ang galing mong saxophonist, come. And may ganun ba or may audition pa kayong nangyari?
Yung iba, oh, parang ganun na rin. Parang nagsa-scout kami. So, napupunta kami sa mga ano nila, mga
guys.
Nakita namin siya na kumanta doon sa church. Tapos, sabi ko, ang ganda ng bosses. So, hired ka na. And then the other is, yes, because si Paolo, in-invite kami doon sa church band. And most of them have been performing, have been playing sa church. So, doon namin sila narinig. Tapos, in-invite din sila.
Okay. Right. So, anong klaseng genre ng mga music nyo?
Yung tinutugtog namin as
yes, band. Exactly.
Right. So, we do retro music ng 70s, 80s. So we do disco. Nice. Yeah. Mapanahon ko.
Don't worry.
We also do, yeah, we do songs in the 90s, yung mga contemporary music, but mostly dance, and then we also do OPM. Yeah, we're big on OPM. Kasi ang mission ng Sounds of Manila is to actually preserve and promote OPM abroad.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay. Oh. So do you travel all the time, like outside the U.S.?
Well, we had a concert last July, right? Yes. So Manila. It was our first homecoming concert in Manila. And, pero, you know, we go to Virginia, mostly here. Sa Canada nakaperform na kami. And then Virginia, California. Tapos we'll be back in California sa November. We're going to have a show with Ms. Cecile Acercon, legendary songwriter.
Of course, of course.
Right, kasi isang album namin kasi ano, tribute yun sa kanya. Right? We had that Sounds of Manila, Acercon. So,
but why did you pick Sounds of Manila?
Actually, kasi ako na lang.
Oh, go lang to Zane. Sige.
Go to Zane.
Yes, spokesperson.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, kasi yung ano, when we were thinking of a name for the band, parang bigla na lang occur sa akin, sabi ko, maganda yung Sounds of Manila because, you know, it reminds people of the sounds na music when we were all in Manila or in the Philippines, di ba? So yung mga tinutugtog kasi namin, yung mga sumikat na songs sa Manila during our time, and then also right now, yung mga songs na sikat sa Pilipinas, ginagawa namin. So, it, you know, the name Sounds of Manila, parang moniker siya. It reminds people of Manila or, you know, the Philippines.
Oh, wow,
right?
Yeah.
Music
very catchy, eh. Very catchy name.
It makes sense, no?
Oh, it makes sense, the Sounds of Manila.
Right,
and,
right.
But na-mention natin si the iconic Ms. Cecile Acercon. So, para sa mga nanonood, para kung hindi nila kilala si Ms. Acercon, she is the one who wrote, I Think I'm in Love, I'll Remember You, yes. Ikaw ang lahat sa akin at saka favorite mo, Jessie, sa karaoke, even if, di ba?
Yes,
so,
I love
my
that.
Question
yes.
is, favorite natin, so bakit, out of the iconic and legendary Pinoy OPM lyricists and writers, bakit si Ms. Cecile Acercon ang napili ninyo gawa ng tribute debut album ng SOM?
Okay. All right. Yung kasing si, we had a publicist when we were starting, ang pangalan niya Elton Dugay, and he actually introduced us to Ms. Cecile Acercon. Sabi niya, nag-contact siya kay Ms. Cecile Acercon. Sabi niya, may band dito sa New Jersey na OPM. And maybe we can, you know, do a tribute album for you, sabi niya kay Cecile Acercon. So, kinontak niya ako at saka si Cecile, hooked us up, and we were on the phone for like 2 hours. Nagkakwentuhan lang kami, because she wanted to get to know me and the band as well. So sabi niya, are you willing to do 10 songs out of the thousands of songs that I composed? Sabi ko, sige. So siyang pumili ng mga songs na i-re-record dun sa album. Kasi wala pa daw nakakagawa ng tribute album sa kanya sa Philippines or dito. So sabi niya, you know, she was really grateful na siya yung napili na, actually, para kami yung pumili sa kanya na ano nga, na tribute ng album.
Well, but so, this is just the beginning, no? I'm sure as soon as, like, you know, a lot of people will hear that this, you know, compilation, mm-hmm. I'm sure marami nang lalapit sa inyo ng mga big, di ba? Mga big celebrities in the Philippines that would reach out, and if you guys can, you know, create a tribute as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ang galing,
yeah.
I was listening to your songs. Ko, ang galing. Parang, you guys remind me of The Company din.
Okay, yeah. Oh,
right?
At saka yung boses ni Suzanne, di ba? It's very crystal clear. Parang Lea Salonga. Ganun ko makakumpira.
Ay, ang cute-cute mo talaga, J-Cass.
Ay, alam ko yan. Nakumare. Salamat naman. Diba?
Love na kita.
Oh my God. So aside from do you do this full-time or do you have like a day job?
Oh yeah, no, we don't do this full-time. Mga professionals, itong mga kasama namin.
So what do you guys do? Kwento nga, anong mga isa-isa nga, one each.
Sige, starting sa kanila.
Yes.
So what do you guys do, Rao, for a living?
Like during the day?
Kyle?
I'm in school and I'm a music teacher.
Oh, a music teacher. Oh, yeah. So perfect for
connected.
Yes, connected. Yes.
middle school English teacher ako.
Oh, teacher. Okay. Teacher yeah. Din. Okay.
I'm a dental hygienist and a photographer.
Oh
wow. Very talented.
Maraming pera yan, ha? Parang maraming pera. Mula.
And my work in the morning, Monday to Fridays, I work for federal, for insurances, for Medicare. And at night and weekends, I'm a music director for a lot of churches.
Some a lot of churches.
Oh, wow.
BC.
BC yan.
BC.
Yung aming magandang support. I'm a physical therapist assistant during the day, and the same thing during weekends, I play in the churches.
Madaming church.
Madaming racket to it.
Madaming racket.
Funerals and weddings.
Not one, but two simbahans, ha? Grabe.
Exactly, right?
Ako naman, I'm an optometrist sa Dumont, sa New Jersey. So that is a full-time job ko.
Tawag dito, kailangan ko nang magpa-check up sa mata.
Ay,
tsaka single nga pala to.
Ooh, single. Yeah, we're gonna talk about who's single and who's... So at least alam na namin single ka. How about you, Suzanne? What do you do?
I'm a college professor. I teach English second language. At saka, I teach communication, public speaking sa college.
Wow. Teacher okay. Din. And sir, Rolly?
Ronnie.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Actually, preschool teacher talaga ako ever since back in the day, pero nag-transition na ako into management. So a Head Start program, it's a federal grant.
Wow. So you guys talagang mga professionals din eh, no?
And then mostly teachers, no?
You know what? One good thing I admire about you guys, especially yung mga artists na, kasi there's some people, I know a lot of friends that, let's say they're nurses, they're a director of this company, but deep inside, they really want to do something else, but they don't have time or they just don't want to pursue it. Parang si Jeka, sayang. Ito yung pinasok si Jeka kasi sayang talaga. Artist
ako, kasi ako na naman. Okay na itong ugat, no?
Oo. Yeah, pero what I'm saying is, at least you guys, you pursued your passion, right? And yeah. It just so happened that all of you has, you met, you know, like this friends, group of friends that who can share your talent with, right? Mm-hmm. Ang galing. O sino naman ang mga, ano, what about the mga status ng inyong mga puso. Of course, Hussein and Ronnie, you guys are married, right? How long have you been married?
Ayan, magandang tanong sa'yo. Nakalimutan mo?
Baka hindi magtugma yung sagot.
Oo. Okay.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, sabay tayo.
Ebon ko?
Patay. Sa labas siya matutulog mamaya.
Okay. Outside de Colombo, si Ronnie
outside
mamaya.
Outside de Colombo, si Doko.
32 years, right?
Wow.
Yes.
32 years
na.
Yeah. Long? Mm-hmm. Damn, ang tagal na. Oh my God, parang masarap magkaroon ng ng separate interview sa inyo, like what's a secret, right? For a long-lasting relationship, right?
Music and the band. Diba?
Yeah, true. You have something in common, no? To share it with. Oh, do you have kids?
Yeah, we have 3.
Oh, wow. Do they all sing as well?
Yung bunso namin, yun ang mahilig
sa music. Kumakanta. Ang galing. So, obviously single and ready to mingle. Yes. Are you looking right now?
Open naman. Open naman. Trabaho tsaka sa band. So, konting break lang. So, I was married for 7 years and been divorced for about 5. So, single.
Traumatic ba? Traumatic? Parang, it's okay. I'm gonna be single.
It sounds like a lifetime.
Exactly. So, what about you, Gina?
Jing.
Ano ba yung pinag-tari? Sorry, ah. Kaya lagi ako nakaganong kasi ang luwag dito. Earphones ko. Okay, go. What about Jing?
Married for, I think, 26 years.
I think?
I think? Ako, kuya, nanonood ka ba? Manonood yung sasabihin ko sa asawa mo.
Wow, talagang pangmatagalan pala itong mga to eh. Diba? O yung mga gwapo sa likod. Single? Married?
Meron akong girlfriend of 8 years.
Oh. Yeah. Yung crush ni Jekas dyan.
Crush.
Mr. Saxophone, how about you?
I've been dating my girlfriend for over a year. And she performed with us when we performed in the Philippines in July.
Oh, wow. So, Jekas, sorry.
Filipina girlfriend niya eh.
Ah, Filipina.
Oh. So, Jekas, okay. Wala ka na, sorry.
Tigilan na natin. Tigilan na natin ito.
What about the other two? Yes?
Single and ready to mingle.
There you go.
Ah, ayun.
Hanap yan. Ito naghahanap talaga.
Ah, talaga naghahanap. O, Jekas, ayun na, joke.
Teka lang, baka ba hinahanap? Baka...
Oo nga, baka hindi ko
Kinikilig si
Jekas, yun. Oo nga, kinikilig si
Jekas. Parati akong kinikilig talaga. Ganito lang ako. Sweet talaga ako. Lalo sa person.
Oh my God. May sino ba hindi sumasagot? The who's single and married?
Sa dulo.
7 years and a happy dad.
Oh, wow. Nakakatuwa naman. You know what? One good thing about you guys, because you're always busy. You have your day job. Plus, you always practice. But thank God, like, you're significant other, so your partner in life is not, you know, mad. Kasi di ba usually, pag nasa band, they're always, sometimes you go home late, di ba? Kasi sa mga practices. And pag napasarap pa yung practice, you have to go out for dinner or have a drink. And so you never had problems with that? Siyempre si Ronnie tsaka si Sin magkasama eh.
Gusto ko rin tanongin dito sa question ng follow-up is kay Jing. So, since you have a 32-year marriage, and then you also have a lot of extracurricular activities plus this band, how do you balance your time? You manage yung time mo? Hindi ba mahirap?
Yung question for me?
Yes.
Sa amin?
Kahit sino.
Actually, alam mo, sa totoo lang, para talaga sa inyo yun. I think that question is really for all of you guys. Like, how do you manage your time?
How do you manage your time?
Oh.
Ikaw, sasagot nun.
How do you juggle?
I mean, we just do it. I mean, ginagawa lang namin. You know what it is? Kasi kami, pareho kami. Pag trabaho, I always say this, you clock in, do what you need to do, clock out. Pagdating sa bahay, bahay lang. So, nasa-separate namin yung professional life namin sa, you know, sa personal life.
Pero yung interest namin talaga is music. I think, nag-meet kami sa music, so, you know, hanggang ngayon yung ginagawa namin. Pag nag-aaway kami tungkol sa music, hindi kami nag-aaway. Pinag-aaway lang
sa music.
Yan, ganun. Pero,
yeah. Oo, tsaka speaking of that, like, speaking of music, so, tsaka music and scheduling na, who does the scheduling?
Actually, but, yeah.
Kasi alam ko yung feeling na yan eh, yung scheduling ng mga looking for gigs, at the same time, schedule, coordinating the schedules of the whole 12 member of the band. Ang hirap, di ba? Sino who does the scheduling?
I actually do the scheduling. Parang ako yung spokesperson, secretary. So I always send reminders to everyone. We're rehearsing this Friday. Pwede ba kayo? Or are you available? Tapos they respond. Pag hindi sila nare-respond, sabi ko, Ronnie, ikaw na mag, you know, kulitin mo sila. Kasi
mas dole, yes. Oo.
And they will respond to him, di ba?
Wow.
But they're very good at responding naman. They know. They are committed. I guess
pero,
that's...
Pero ito totoo, so Zane, sino talaga yung pinakasaway dyan?
Oh. Pasaway? Sino pasaway?
Why, Ron?
Wala siguro dito.
Ayun. Concrete example, sinong parating late?
Si coordinator.
Ikaw din? Putin lang.
Tsaka yung mga absent.
O, laging late. So, absent. Speaking of, yung late or pagiging late. So, nag-aaway-aaway ba kayo? Do you always, like, have arguments and fight? Or you just, like, brush it off and...
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes may syempre, hindi lahat nag-agree.
Yeah, kung may issue, we talk about it, and then after that, wala lang.
Yeah, we brush it off. Mm-hmm. Right.
Eh, sino pinakamatakaw? The most.
Who loves to eat in the group? Who finishes the food that we bring?
Okay, ako sa matakaw, matakaw din ako. Ang tanong, after kumain kayo, sino yung ayaw mag-ambag? Mahina ang ambag.
Ayaw mag-ambag.
Then maraming libre eh. They always bring the food.
Yeah,
we bring the food. Oh, they do? Oh, ang swerte pala sa bandang to.
Yeah. Right. Importante yung food sa rehearsal.
Tsaka si Jason, yung guitarist namin.
Nagdadala rin ang food.
Yeah. Masarap magluto yung asawa, so pinagdadala kami ng food. Most right. Of the,
So. Parang masarap-sarap yung maging barkada, no? Like, because I feel like you guys are fun to be with, especially after rehearsal. That's one good thing having a band, no? Because you have, parang you have, hindi lang yung iba, di ba? After work, you go to work, and then you go home, and then tulog, you do your thing, right? And then go back. It's and then repeat again the following day. So in you have something to look forward to, right?
Yeah.
Hindi boring. Life is not boring because of of you guys. Like you have each other.
Nakakatawa kayo kasi very positive yung aura ninyo as friends slash co-workers or co-bandmates. Kasi diba dito parang nakita ko rin ako ng mga Filipino diba dito sa East Coast eh pag ang grupo eh hindi masyadong jive. Diba? Mm-hmm. Alam nyo na yun. May mga drama-drama, diba?
Madami drama. Oh, you cut it off right away once there's may drama na, no?
Yeah.
So, who picked the music that you usually play? Or ano kayo? You do collaboration?
Ikaw din.
Oh, kasi you're the coordinator who's always late. Just kidding.
Ang sipag.
Ang sipag yan.
Yeah. Nire-research namin talaga yung songs. Yung sister ko, parang song consultant ko rin siya. Hi, Christine, by the way. Pwede ba mag-greet na ako? Kasi yung friends ko rin ako.
Go ahead.
Alright, hi. I know they're watching. So I consult with my sister. And I also consult with kay Effie, kay Jing, and si Paolo, kasi siya yung musical director. So when we think of a song, we share it with him. Tapos, sasabihin niya kung doable, si Ronnie din. I guess, but we also tell everybody to try to contribute. May mga songs na, okay, we're gonna do it, or may mga songs na hindi namin ginagawa, pero, sabihin natin next time, maybe you can do that song.
What about original songs? Do you have a plan of creating or writing your own song, original song?
Ikaw ba susulat? No, actually,
we have three.
Yung sa Sounds of Manila, Sing Sa Sila Sircon, we have
three
original songs she wrote na talagang four. SOM lang ang nag-interpret. Right. Oh, so, three songs yun, yung All My Tomorrows, Once It's In Your Heart, and then Di Na Maghanap Kailan Paman. And then we have one song, the original na yung may original Christmas song kami written by Marizen Yanesa. And siya yung gumawa ng Iingatan Ka ni Carol Banawa. So yung she composed yung Paskong Kasama Ka, ni-record lang namin yun na original. And then yung isang song na ginawa namin ni Effie na duet, recently lang na-release siya. Ang title niya is Ikaw Lamang, and that was composed by Malen Juarez and arranged by Kiko Versosa. Yung sa SOM, Sing Sa Sila Sircon, ang arranger nun si Dory Ilustre. He arranged all the songs. And then we have one more song that we're going to be recording soon, yung SOM theme song, yung Sounds of Manila theme song, that was composed by Ronnie Lee. He's an upcoming songwriter sa Manila. So we're going to be recording it.
Ang right. So, pala, no? Marami na pala, no?
Marami na pala kayong na-release na original din.
I know. It's talagang kailangan na talaga mag-explode talaga kayo, no? Sa buong, at least a lot of, hopefully, kasi ito, I'll be honest with you, sa dami din naming na-interview, I think 300 something episodes sa mga celebrities and all, napansin namin na yung iba talaga we notice, like, it's not like before na it's easier for them to become a mainstream. Kasi very limited lang eh. They only have television and or radio, and that's it. Ganun lang yung exposure. But now there's so many, right? Like anyone can be mag-upload lang ng mga songs, new songs. Anyone can be an artist, right? So right. It's hard for other people. That's why mga influencers na lang, right? Nagugulat nga kami, may isang singer, oo, may isang singer, biglang may 20 million followers, but we don't even know. A lot of people don't know, but di ba parang ang tawag ko nga doon, ano tawag ko doon before, Jay? Kasi parang barrio-barrio. Like, that person is like popular
sikat,
in that
sikat
community.
Sikat ka sa barrio mo lang.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then, but the other, like, the other billion people don't, no, barely know you. But for, it's so hard right now to become a mainstream, like a household name that everyone knows you. Di ba? Oo. So what about you guys? So anong plano ng Sounds of Manila? Like, anong future dream nyo? Let's say 5 to 10 years from now.
Another concert to Manila, you guys? Siguro in another, 2 years? Yeah, we plan to go back, you know, na mag-reach out pa kami ulit sa Manila. Tapos, pero for now, siguro yung nga, yung recording, we plan to record more original compositions. Kasi aside from promoting OPM music, we want to promote also the composers, right? Wow. Kasi yung guys, Juarez is from New Jersey. Right? So, you know, gusto din namin sila i-promote. Yung si Ronnie Lee sa Manila. So, gusto namin sila i-promote para yung music nila lumalabas din. So, hindi lang talagang OPM music, but also the composers as well. And then, siguro, concert in Italy?
Wow! Bakit Italy?
Eh, kasi marami Pilipino dun eh. Gusto namin ma-reach out yung mga Pinoy abroad. Kasi yun yung mission namin eh, di ba? To really promote OPM.
The OPMs.
Baka matulungan nyo kami na maka-reach out through your show, na maka-reach out sa mga Filipino communities.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Because, I mean, in a way, like, hindi naman in a way, totoo yun. So, this will be on TFC. Yeah, it's a fact that, you know, you'll be seen on TFC. At least
worldwide TFC naman to.
Yeah, I want TFC. Yeah. So, if they have, you know, if they have... This they have a subscription of I Want TFC, so they can see you guys search for on this episode, and then they can, you know, watch the whole thing, and then we have clips, and we have Jipney TV in the whole Philippines, and of course we have Facebook, YouTube, and including the Spotify and any audio platform. So at
kaya
least,
lahat ng mga, you know, producers, no, Jesse, sa Italy,
yes.
Italy.
Yeah.
Ayan so, na, Sounds of Manila, mga, kumakalambang, guys.
Kumakalambang na. So, sa mga taong hindi, those Filipino people, Filipino-Americans or Filipinos all over the world that don't know the Sounds of Manila yet, sabi ni Direk, baka daw pwede kayo mag-sample song.
Pwede ba sample? Acapella siguro to, no?
Acapella. Tapos, mag-ano na lang kayo, the three guys, at the four guys in the back, just, you know, just... pretend that you have
tatayo sila tasasayaw. Gusto ko talaga pasayawin.
Yeah, can you it doesn't have to be a whole song, you know, like a chorus of one of your best
may ready ba kayo song? Yes. Baon kahit papaano.
Sige, yung bago yung ikaw lamang na lang.
Sige. Go.
Kala ko bawat sandali puno ng ligaya, akala ko sa habang panahon, ikaw pa rin ang siyang kasama. Hindi pala madali ang magmahal.
Hindi man tayong dalawa ang para sa isa't isa, lagi mong tatandaan. Minahal kita ng higit pa.
Dahil dito sa puso ko'y ikaw lamang. Dito sa isip ko'y walang iba kundi ikaw. Hindi magbabago.
bumusoy para sa'yo. Ikaw lamang.
Ikaw lamang.
Ikaw lamang. Ikaw lamang. Ikaw lamang sa puso ko. Pinawisan ako.
Ang galing. Impromptu yan, ha?
Sounds of Manila. Boy.
Pero pakitayin natin, gusto nyo pakitayin natin sila?
Yes, pwede.
Tagalog?
I think.
Kaya nila yung kay ganda ng ating musika. Right,
Tagalog.
Tagalog. No, Tagalog naman.
Go, go, go. Please.
Give our TFC subscribers and the whole world a treat. Diba?
Yes, please.
Okay, ready, Kyle?
Ganda ng ating musika. Ganda ng ating musika. Ito ay ating sariling ating at sa nabang buhay.
Christian, let's go.
Okay. Ang galing no. Ang cute, very ating okay. Musika.
Musika. Ganun pala yun. Musika.
Oh my
diba?
God. Naku, if Sir Ryan Karabiab is watching, because we had an interview with Sir Ryan Karabiab. Oh yeah, no? Sir, oh, may tribute na, oh. Ibang lahi pa yung kumanta, diba? Wow.
Oh,
there's another one.
Yung
chichirichi
palibang bang. Go. We want to hear that too.
Tama pala si Santo Niño.
Tama si Santo Niño.
Kung ano-ano na lang lyrics ang hinuhugot niya, no? Pero, oh, diba? Tuwan-tuwa siya. Ang galing.
Parang sinasaya nga din yung kasama, no? Especially, what about you, the three of you guys? I know you're not, you know, you're non-Filipino. So, are you in love with the Filipino culture because of the band member? Are you guys in love with, especially our food?
I feel like I am Filipino. After all of this, I've been in the band now for 6 or 7 years now. Wow, yeah. Eight years. Yeah, it's been a while, so I feel totally engrossed. Like, I feel like I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're looking for a Filipino,
right? That's why you're looking for a Filipino girlfriend, right? You're looking for a Filipino girlfriend.
Maybe through this show, you'll find your Filipino girlfriend. Why not?
Oh my God, yeah. Especially in the Philippines.
On Instagram.
Shout out your Instagram so they can DM you. Slide to your DMs.
M-B-R-A-H.
Say it again. Say it loud.
Say it again.
K-A-L-I-M-B-R-A-H. Because I play the kalimba. So it's kalimbra.
Oh, there you go. Nako, dami mga ate dyan. Diyos ko. Kailangan green card, te. Ano ba?
dental hygienist at saka photographer. Diba, guys?
Ano ba? Baka makailangan ng mga gagawin. Ay, naku. Naku, andi dito na yung pangarap ko, makakapunta ng Amerika. Joke!
True love naman, ano ba?
Oo nga, joke lang. Ito no, kaya joke eh. Kayo naman. Mapasensya na kayo, ganyan talaga kami ni Jay. Because what you see is what you get. Even in person, ganito kami mag-joke. Mga bakalang babae. Ako lang pala yun. Ikaw hindi babae, joke. curious ako ah. So what about, because I know you always rehearse, right? So every time na, do you have that? Are you feeling? How do you say this? You forget the lyrics, or maybe one of the keyboardists forgot about, like, made a mistake. So how, or probably like out of tune. So how do you guys deal with it
during the show or before?
During the show. During the show.
Okay.
Oh. Completely ignore it.
Yeah.
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 We just keep going. Right.
Like it didn't happen.
It happens a lot.
Oh, it happened a lot? Sige, kwento nga, isang incident, dalawa, or ano ba?
Pinakaunang performance ko with Sounds of Manila, sobrang nervyos. Hindi yung sa Christmas party ng Maui. Yeah, sobrang ako nervyos. I forgot the lyrics, and then, out of tune pa ako both songs. So.
But we just kept going.
Yeah. Sabi ko, yun na. Sabi ko, that's it. I'm done with the band. Because first time ko talagang maging part ng professional band. So,
yeah. By the way, you know. But yeah, I just told them, okay lang yan. Umpisa lang yan. Kaya-kaya.
Sa Philippines.
Sa Philippines, sa concert, kwento mo.
Nahulog naman ako sa hagdan.
So, oh my God!
Right before the concert. Few minutes before the concert. So,
Yeah, he
failed. May therapist kami, physical
therapist. Physical therapist, complete na, photographer.
May medic, diba? May medical dental din pala. Oo.
Oo, physical therapist, optometrist. I mean, lahat na kompleto.
Oh, pero professional kasi kahit na ano, kahit na pilay siya, talagang wala, parang hindi mo mahalata na napilay, talagang
show must go on, no?
Yeah. Pagkatapos ko, nakita namin after the show, ganyan nakalaki yung ano niya, magaling pa.
Namamaga.
Oh my God.
Right, yeah.
Kaso ganun talaga, the show must go on, no? Kahit na masakit. Wow. Sino naman ang favorite niyong ano, like dream artist na maka-collaborate?
Okay. So, nung nasa Manila kami, nakapag-collaborate kami with Rani Raimundo. Actually, yung nakalimutan mention, isa pa nga pala yun sa isang recording namin, nakagawa kami ng duet with Rani Raimundo pala. Yung Why Can't It Be na kinanta namin sa show.
I love that song. Oh my God. Fave ko sa karaoke yan eh.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know, you might get... Oh, who else? I'm sorry.
Sino pa bang ano? Sino ang gusto mong makakollaborate?
Ako in the future, si Gary V, big fan. Gary V.
Yeah, he's a good friend of ours. Yes, he's a good friend.
Textmate siya ni Jesse. So Jesse, sabihin mo kay ano, kay Gary. Ganun to. Pinlook talaga.
Hindi. Ano, tawag dito? You never know. I mean, I can reach out. Like, yeah. Ako naniniwala naman akong anything is possible. Anything is possible. Oh, Gary Valenciano.
Now that you're shouting it to the universe, Mr. Effie Panyo, Effie, nako, hindi malayang mangyari yan.
Correct. Oh, I mean, you never know. I can reach out. Ganun lang naman ang role natin sa mundo, no? We have to, you know, like, try to be the connector. That's why we have this show, because we want to connect. You know, kasi mali mo yung opportunity. Things happen for a reason. The reason why we met, it's because maybe there's a reason. May alam mo, maka-help kami sa mga dream, ano nyo rin, mga dream artists nyo that, you know, that we had an interview, like past interview. So, you never know. Reach out lang tayo.
Paying forward and continuously making the flow of the blessings go around.
Exactly. Ganun lang yun. So, paano nga pala, so when is the show? When is the show for, is it April or May?
So it's on May 11th sa Breslin Performing Arts Center in Felician University, Lodi, New Jersey. And we will be performing with the California-based Canadian band, The Dreamboats.
Yes, I'm going to
go. It's by Miss Amor Yu Productions. And si Miss Tess, ang aming line producer. Right? Yes. Nga pala siya yung anak ni Tess.
Oh my God, ikaw guwapo. Ay. Wait, ikaw pala yung gwapong anak ni Ate Tess. I've seen your pictures, okay? I love your mom. Your mom is the best. I love your mom. Like, she's
the best.
Oh my gosh. Like, I always talk to her. I mean, message each other and talk to her once in a while. But yeah, she has a very kind and pure heart. I love your mom.
Yeah, she loves to talk.
Oh, Jesse and her are gonna jive talaga. They both love to talk, diba?
Oh. Pati si Zane, mukhang pag nagchikahan tayo patay, parang hindi matatapos ang ano.
Yeah.
Sige, hopefully one of these days, guys, let's have dinner. Or ano na lang, or salin nyo na lang kami kung meron kayong ano, barbecue. Wala kayong
makikikain kami.
Makikikain kami, magdadala kami ng wine.
We're invited namin kayo sa show, ha?
Oh, yes. Oh, we're gonna be there. Oh, definitely. Okay. Save the date ko na. Hindi pwedeng hindi. Definitely, we will meet you. Plus, we're all from New Jersey anyways. Oh. Like, I live in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Oh!
Yeah, from Jersey City. I just moved a year and a half ago from Jersey City, which is 8 minutes away from where I live. So, Bayonne lang ako. So, magkakapit-bahay lang tayo. We're all neighbors.
Okay, nice.
Diba?
Oh, yung sa, ano, si Birdie Reyes, the third, kilala niyo ba?
That's yes, of course, Birdie. Yeah, we know Birdie. Yes.
Okay, Birdie.
Yeah.
We got, yeah, ano, I guess, gusto rin namin po salamat sa Aliyo Awards because we, you know, actually garnered two Aliyo Awards yung
2023 and 2022 for Best Filipino Group Abroad. So thank you, Miss Reyes.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations. Thank you. Cool yan si Birdie. Ali Awards. Congratulations, ha? Ali Awards. Wow.
Oo, kasi pinapromote niyo ang ano eh, ang Filipino OPM music, di ba?
Exactly.
Kaya ayan. Very deserving kayo.
Exactly. Oh my God. So ayan, I have a question. Okay, go.
Wait, I have a question with you guys. Kasi you are exciting yung show ninyo kasi you'll be with other artists as well. Itong sa darating na show ninyo, may bago bang pakulo ang Sounds of Manila na ipapalabas sa darating na May?
Yes. And piggyback on that, aside from pakulo, how do you also prepare for this show? Ano yung mga preparations nyo? Yes.
Constant rehearsals. Ngayon, every week na, nag-rehearse na kami.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Maraming magandang bagong kanta.
Nag-rock and roll siya.
Ayun.
Aba, baka may mag...
Never ko nagawa, gagawin ko.
Oh, wow.
Kakain ng bubog.
Kakain ng bubog, tatawid sa apoy. Tumawid yan ang gusto namin. Diba?
Magpo-pole dancing din siya. Hindi ako.
May magra-rap na rin dyan. Ako, lahat na, no? Lahat na para sa kabuhayang showcase.
Oo.
Wala sila. Baka dumami yung mga manonood.
Correct. Correct ka dyan.
Si Effie.
Oh my God. Maraming salamat. Grabe. It's really an honor of knowing you guys. And congratulations, no, for always uplifting, you know, the OPM, di ba? Kasi very, ano ka lang eh, very few band ka makakarinig na galing sa US, na, you know, like a band from the US who's promoting the OPM. Mm-hmm. And thank
you
so much for doing
you could be
that.
Like the others who's singing top 40s, guys, you know?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
You were consciously choosing to promote, you know, OPM. So, salamat.
Maraming din. Salamat. Ayan. Any last words or mag-promote po kayo sa, of course, sa upcoming show nyo? Or not just the one in May, like any shows that you currently have or right. Future, mga in the few weeks, please promote.
Yeah. So we have a show din sa California, November. Wala pong date, pero we'll be in California. So yung mga viewers nyo sa California, hintay nyo yung buong band will be there. We're celebrating Miss Cecilia Sarcon's 45th year anniversary in the music industry. And we are her guest. So June 2nd, nasa Pidsi kami sa Manhattan. And also, I think may mga iba pang shows na hindi Fiesta in America. So August will be in August. Fiesta in America. So busy tong year na.
Tong year na to, wow. And you also do weddings? Weddings?
Actually, pag sa weddings, minsan vocalist lang eh. We just had a fundraising show. Tapos meron kami mga small parties, ganyan. Pero yeah, sure. We're up for it, right?
Kasi I noticed that may mga ano eh, especially sa mga wedding expos, di ba? Usually may mga band eh. Usually 12 sila, 14 sila. Kaya sabi ko, I'm surprised na wala kayo sa mga wedding ano.
Kasi we're very busy sa shows.
Yun
nga, we're more show problem. Band rather than you know, like a wedding band.
A wedding band. Pero syempre, it depende kung sino yung mag-invite, di ba? And if the price is shishing is right.
Right. Oh,
yes, yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. Maraming salamat. Do you have anything to plug? Mga the boys, the good-looking guys at the back. Anything to plug?
Hi.
Hi, Anish.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Dun sa mga followers ng SLM, thank you so much for always, you know, being there to support us. Right? Alam ko si Popsy, parang lagi siya nanonood ng show niya. Hi, Popsy.
Oh, yes. We love
Popsy. Oh, we love Popsy.
Oh, God. I love Popsy. Yes, yes, yes. My God, maraming salamat. So, okay, JCast, please close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you po mga kaugat for watching and tuning into this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your family and friends. Thank you po sa lahat ng mga The Filipino Channel subscribers natin sa buong mundo and also sa mga nagsistream po parate sa iWantTFC app. Also, ABS-CBN's FYE channels, thank you very much. At sa mga pasahero natin sa buong Pilipinas via the Jeepney TV. Sounds of Manila, thank you very much for gracing our show and hanging out with us. We had so much fun. And can't wait for your concert this coming May. And sa buong year din. O yan, guys, Sounds of Manila, let's have our last yes. toast for this morning.
Ako yung,
guys.
Teka, yung apat sa likod, lagot kayo pag nakita kayo ni J-Cas. Joke.
Ano ka ba?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm very harmless.
Yes.
Huwag nyo lang ako painumin, Chos. Ayan na. Ayan. Guys, everyone, Sounds of Manila, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it over a glass or two.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Good night. Thank you, guys. See you Thank very you. Soon. Bye. Thank you.